The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Amanda Knox.
Oh, yeah, the hottie that spent some time in prison there in
acquitted
Paris.
Of murder in Italy.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little sex play with her and some other chick and a dude, right? Yeah.
Meredith Kircher.
Yeah. Is that the one that's dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Amanda Knox blasting the film Stillwater over claims that it is profiting from her life story.
Is it about her? I know he's in France to bring back his daughter. And everybody said the movie's great, but I didn't know his daughter's accused of something like that. Is she in the movie?
She was studying abroad at the time. Stillwater director Tom McCarthy has previously said the film starring Matt Damon is loosely based on Amanda's case and her fight to be exonerated.
Yeah.
So Amanda took to Twitter asking why her name is being used in connection with events she had no part in. She wrote, quote, "Others continue to profit off my name, face, and story without my consent."
Well, they probably got the idea. The girl's in France, and she's arrested, and her redneck dad goes over there to help get her out.
Yeah, that's but Matt I don't Damon's know what character. The standard procedure is, because you read a lot of it. They're inspired by real events.
That's what this one sounds like this one's about.
So
if it's not a sex crime... She's there for. They just figure out, dad goes over and tries to get somebody out, I guess.
Yeah, so but if
that happens, that's locked up abroad everywhere, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, but that's isn't that one of those situations where once she's become a public figure like that because and the story's out there, do they really have to?
I don't think so.
I don't think they have to.
I'm guessing the crime she's there for. I haven't seen Stillwater yet. It looks good, though.
I don't know where the line is. Because the story is public doesn't mean that you can take it.
Right.
They're not using names. And they're probably not even using the crime she was accused of.
Yeah.
Probably what she's banking on. I don't know. I just figure that what she's banking on is the guy said, yeah, it's loosely based on that.
That's it, right. But she's a Seattle girl, I believe.
I think so.
And this movie, Stillwater, he's like an Oklahoma oil rig guy. I saw a lot of,
Oh, is that where Stillwater is the connection?
So if it's loosely based on something, does the person who it's loosely based on get compensated?
I don't think so.
Well, I think if it was loosely based on a book she wrote about her story, then maybe. But I don't know. That story's out there.
Right.
Well, she's a murderer.
Yeah. She was acquitted.
Well, so you see the disclaimer.
She's not?
No.
Every movie has the disclaimer.
Now you're thinking of,
Casey Anthony?
Yeah, she's not Casey Anthony, right?
The purely coincidental thing.
Yeah.
Any series of events or people who are, look
well,
like you.
Well, it's also locked up abroad. Locked up abroad, every one of these movies, every one of those true stories being locked up abroad, somebody's stuck over there, and some parents have to go over and try to get their kids out of jail. It happens all the time.
Yeah, well, it usually doesn't involve murder. Yeah, it's usually somebody slinging hash.
Right. Hashish, by the way. It sounds like, you just made me hungry right there. Who's slinging hash browns? I want some hash browns now.
Well, it's just the one.
That does sound good.
It does sound good.
Just the one lady at the Wendy's.
Yeah.
What
am I talking about?
I'm the only one
who's slinging
hashish.
I'm fine with that, too, by the way.
But right now, the hash browns would be above the hashish, I think.
Yeah,
it's still early.
Yeah,
that's
early.
A tough choice.
We're high on hash
browns,
right now.
Hash brownies.
We ain't finishing the show on hashish. I know that.
We could give it a shot.
I've seen the end of that road. It ain't pretty.
Under a glass? Oh, man.
But I could take some of that hashish and exchange it for a lot of hash brownies.
Yeah.
So give me the hashish.
Yeah. Maybe at 10, not now.
Well, we'd be okay.
Takes a minute to kick in.
We'd be pretty high by 10, Craig. On hash?
I got a feeling the 9 o'clock hour would be a bit of a train wreck.
How about the 8:30
if we started it right
hour?
Now?
Well, it could be a train wreck without the hash.
True.
Most likely it will be.
You wouldn't really know what to blame it on.
Yeah.
I mean, the hash seems like a scapegoat.
Prime suspect.
Right. But it could be 100 other circumstances.
We'd have skin on. We'd all be just staring at the computer, not talking to him. Oh, dude. Oh, we're still on the air with skin. Hey, what, are you still there?
Is somebody on the phone?
Are you guys going to talk to me? Hello?
He'll try and fill some dead air.
Hash, you. Sorry, man.
Sorry, we're baked.
Somebody was slinging hash, and we took advantage of it. Don't do drugs, kids.
No.
No.
Not at work.
No.
Or any other time.
Or if you're too young, don't.
Unless it's cool with them.
I haven't had hash in forever.
Me neither.
So have you had the shatter or the whack?
Shadoobie.
No.
It's just a concentrate.
Yeah, because that's all hash oil.
Yeah, and that's something that was just always kind of just, it was around a couple times.
Yeah.
But I never, like, had it in my pocket.
Yeah. It's just messy.
Yeah, it's really sticky. I went to a weekend rave once.
Oh, I want that clip. I want that clip of him saying that because I will use that and he won't even know when it's coming. I really want that. Mark that down now.
Was it a weekend rave once? Like, go, like, take your tent and camp.
Oh, really?
And security was so tight there.
Is the music playing 24/7? Like, you can't go to sleep?
Don't think it was. Like, it went late, but they took a break.
Because you see, the mistake they made at that Woodstock 99 was that tent stayed open all night.
Oh, round the clock.
Yeah. The hell was that about?
I finally watched that over the weekend.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That was a whole hangar.
I know.
That was a airplane hangar. It was a rave.
I think of all the stuff that went on, that was one of the biggest problems. Nobody rested at all. And that causes people to go crazy.
It was a little weird that, you know, Moby was complaining. It was supposed to be a cool vibe. And it's like, it was a dumbass rave at Woodstock.
What did his tattoo say on his arm? He had like a bunch of black lettering.
Oh, I didn't see
it looked real dumb.
Okay. I didn't look close enough.
Yeah, but this rave, security was really tight. It was one of those things where like the first car comes in and they busted like the first car with a bunch of drugs. So security was tight and everybody ran out of weed. So like day and a half in, everybody's just smoking like straight opium. Somebody was able to get opium in. So it was just like an opium weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
And then it made that music sound good.
That was sticky. Yeah.
Did you shower along with your balls? Were they sticky?
Well, you know, it was 2 days, so everybody was just kind of grimy by the end and out of weed.
I'm guessing a few of them came in grimy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of weed.
That's how the worst.
Grimy, I can see that.
That's the worst story Craig's ever read. The word out of weed is in the story, man.
That was the thing that struck me. They finally got around to that in the Woodstock documentary towards the end. But, like, if the first day the whole place is covered in feces, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. They were surprised nobody left. Especially the guys in their mid-late 20s. You know, they're not kids. I mean, they're kids, but they're, you know, younger guys.
Hey, guys, it's 110 degrees and everything's covered in S. Let's go home.
Yeah.
We can go out later on some other club.
Yeah.
Did you see?
Yeah, but we might get laid.
Did you see the video of the guy?
Yeah, I do that at home.
That's it. It's totally what it is.
Oh, they did get laid. A lot of people got laid.
Oh, sure.
Out of it.
Yeah, just covered in turds.
Consent was an issue in some of those.
Did you see?
A lot.
That's horrible. Watch the documentary. It's on HBO, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. It's first one of a series called Music Box. It's Woodstock 99. We recommend it highly. Now, did you see the video of the dude that buried the vodka bottle at Lollapalooza a week and a half ago?
No.
Okay. He went in there to the park, Grant Park in Chicago, put a vodka bottle in the ground, and then remembered it, where it was. And the video shows him digging it up once he gets into Lollapalooza. And he digs up, pulls it out, and walks away.
He's a genius.
It was great.
See, he should have gone like a few months ago and then let the vodka tree grow, and he could have just taken the fruit of the vodka tree and had much more vodka.
Now, I realize that they were selling alcohol.
He's lucky he remembered. He must have...
Yeah, they didn't show. It's just a quick TikTok video of him just kicking at the ground and reaching in and pulling the bottle out.
Well, you could probably use your phone to mark it on GPS.
But even then, you need to know. Now, it's only a week and a half ago.
Where it is.
Only a week and a half ago, you could probably see where there was
something. There's probably still a little dirt
down
there.
A dirt hole, yeah.
Because there's a big satchel full of money outside of Brainerd, Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
That Steve Buscemi put there. And nobody remembers where it went.
That's a movie.
Oh.
He forgot it completely. And he's dead now.
I love that he did that. Now, I'm sure they were selling booze inside Lollapalooza, and it probably cost some money, but he just went in and just poured the vodka bottle out. That's a great idea.
He's a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 30 minutes until that bottle was gone.
Yeah.
Did he put a big bottle in there? Did he put the 175?
No.
It's hardly worth it if it's just a 750.
Right,
it's
you need a big one.
He put a 750 in there. Yeah.
You sure?
Well, that's
yeah,
good for a
date. 750. I know what they look. Believe me, I know my vodka bottles.
Okay. They actually showed it, huh?
That's one thing I'm not an amateur. Yeah, they did show it. He showed the video of him digging it out. It's all over social media.
Did he have club soda buried next to it? Some limes in a cooler?
There's some limes in there, yeah.
Copper cup, a little ginger beer.
Yeah, why not just bury the whole Yeti cooler and then just dig it up?
We're good to go.
You might as well.
I thought it was brilliant.
The Federal Trade Commission voted to allow you, the consumer, the right to fix your own devices. Yeah. Or have the person of your choosing to do it, not just the manufacturer.
I saw this whole story.
Previous to this, it would nullify the warranty, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't get into things. They're talking about phones, all kinds of products where back in the day, we guys would be able to fix. Not me, but guys could fix stuff. And they were making them, you couldn't get into these products at all. No screws, nothing.
Does that mean big ticket stuff?
They wanted you to be able just to buy, rebuy, just keep buying and buying, and people fought this.
Tech companies provide service tools and parts to, at best, a limited number of partners, and those people have to follow certain rules, like using parts directly from the manufacturer.
Right.
With this new ruling, these manufacturer resources could become broadly available and drive down the repair price, preventing tech companies from suing or disabling products if you go outside their network.
I don't know where I saw the piece, but it was especially prevalent in farm equipment.
Yeah, that's where I saw that.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, the combine would have to be out of commission when they need it the most for a couple weeks at a time.
And guys couldn't fix it.
And that's got to drive a farmer crazy because they're good at that.
Right.
Like, if something breaks at my house, I'm like, well, that's broke.
Yeah.
But if I knew how to fix it and you couldn't?
Fix it with a credit card, basically. You buy another one.
Well, especially, with these crops and stuff. That's your livelihood.
I saw that story, too.
Yeah. It's all tech stuff, too.
Apparently, there was a recent story about Tesla charging $16,000 for a repair that a third-party vendor could do for $700. But the legal stuff says Tesla will permanently disable access to its supercharging network for any unsupported repairs. The FTC found what they called scant evidence for manufacturers' concerns of safety, risk of fraud, and data theft.
Yeah, they want you to pay more. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, and some of the other things that are affected by this, medical devices.
Okay.
That's important. Now, you know, first thing most of us think of is smartphones and gaming consoles.
Right. Yep.
But it's also medical devices, and as Todd said, the farm equipment.
Automobiles. It's all high-tech stuff now.
Mm-hmm. I just got a laptop, and we got, the warranty with it, and the guy told me, he's like, you could throw it out the window, and this covers it. I'm like, man, I really wish you would have told me that. Now, I just want to launch this
out the window.
Through the window.
You should have done it right then.
Just smashed it.
Give me another one. I'll take another.
Oops.
Bad summer colds are roaring back.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I haven't had a cold yet.
Infectious disease experts say now that handshakes, hugs, and social gatherings are back without masks, your basic viruses are returning with a vengeance. They say our immune systems have not been getting the workout that they're used to, being exposed to so many microbes, so it may take a bit longer to rev up to protect us from the common cold.
Yeah. Well, once again, even though it's been a year and a half since I've had a cold, if that's all I get, I'll be very happy.
Yeah. I was stuffed up a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I think it's just from not wearing masks. Nobody had anything for so long. So everybody was
masked. A little of one right at the end of June.
Yeah.
You know, just a little stuffy head.
The battle over Prince's estate is winding down.
We'll stuff you up in a second here. Break. Either one of you just said you.
I don't mind a little stuffy head.
You can come up for air once in a while. I'm fine with that. Oh.
And you are backed up from being on vacation, aren't you?
Oh, we got separate rooms in D.C.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?"
Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Three of Prince's six siblings.
You and Becky.
Yeah. No, no. yeah.
She had enough of you.
Me and Ryder and her and Madison had a room together, though. That'd be funny shit. Because she's the one that said, we should get a separate room. I said, yeah. Good idea.
No, no, for us.
That's right. No, me and Madison, you and Ryder. Oh, damn it, no.
And Ryder's like, I don't want to stay in a room with him either.
Exactly.
Three of Prince's six siblings have sold nearly.
You see how quick it is to you break out your credit card when you know you're getting laid.
Yeah.
Normally you go, we don't need two rooms. That's a lot more money. Oh. That's why you want two.
But when it's her idea.
Yeah, it was her idea. It was her idea.
You know it's
All right, whatever.
My daughter, she got so mad. It's one of the last times we were all in a hotel room.
Yep.
It's everybody's kind of like waking up as the light's coming in the morning.
I've done that a lot with my kids. I still do it with my kids usually.
My youngest just blasts this fart so loud. And I'm just, the first thing anybody hears says to anybody, everybody hears that, and I'm just go, she's like, you're all disgusting. I'm like, good morning.
Yeah, I don't care. I laugh at those two.
It was before anybody's alarm had gone off. Nothing. Just...
Oh, I don't hold back. I'm in a room with three other people. In my, you know, like we're the beat where we're at. A lot of times we've been in the same room for hotels. Yeah,
I don't even think he was awake.
But I'm that guy. Go. It's so stupid. I'm in the kitchen. I'm by myself. And I just lit one. I'm just loud. And I literally hear Ryder's like, must be walking up the stairs from downstairs. His room's downstairs. So I don't even know he's coming upstairs. I just hear this. it was him. I mean, I thought I was going to be able to enjoy the loud.
Right.
I'm thinking I'm going to be able to enjoy this loud one, but I didn't think I got to share it. And do you hear her laughter?
On Saturday, I was in the kitchen alone.
Yep.
Everybody else was upstairs.
Right.
I burped.
Oh, a big loud one.
And from upstairs, yep. I hear my daughter. Nice one. To which I yell back, thanks for noticing. She said, kind of hard not to.
I had an audible gas leak that lasted a good 6 or 7 seconds sometime in the middle of the night, and I'm thinking, why couldn't I have saved that for the air?
I know. I know. Was it a couple of days ago?
No. Last night.
Oh, saved it for the air.
Middle of last night, and that's the first thing I thought. I should have. I wish I could.
A 6 or 7 second one. That's a good one.
An audible gas leak.
Yeah,
I wish you could bank farts. And I would save them all for the show.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Or push his office up there.
Yeah. Mostly the air.
Right. One in China is described as a crane operator and an influencer. She was recording herself for a social media video, speaking into a camera in what appears to be a crane cabin. When the camera suddenly switched to blurry images of equipment flying past the lens.
Uh-oh. Did she get
jacked? She fell from the 160-foot tower crane.
What's wrong with her?
She's dead now.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, Craig.
There it is.
We're back live.
Witnesses saw her Red's fall live. To the ground with her phone still in her hand.
You laughed when you said phone.
Well, you can't let go of the phone.
So she had to be a reporter on the scene, had to get the shot, and didn't tie herself off?
I guess not.
Is there video? I mean, I'm not sure if I'd want to watch it, but is there video?
I don't know. Apparently so, yes. Footage, there is footage out there.
I'm sure there is.
So from Channel 5, this is, what was it? What's, is she Chinese?
Yes.
Susie Chen throwing it out there. I don't know. It's and she falls off the crane. By the way, that's good for her reel, though.
The mother of two was well known on sites, including the Chinese version of TikTok. So, a lot of those people knew who she was.
That's a bad TikTok.
The crane operator and influencer. You don't necessarily see those things in the same sentence.
She's actually an operator, so she knows how dangerous they can be.
She's the crane operator.
Man. What seems like a job that would require all of your attention?
Right. Why is she in it?
She's an operator of a crane.
She's working the crane.
I know how'd she fall out of it.
She was messing around.
She was recording herself for a social media video because she's a social media influencer.
Leaning out of the crane door. All right.
When suddenly,
it's like people doing
the camera switched to blurry images of equipment flying past the lens.
Falling.
Right about the time she should have been concentrating on the crane operator part of her resume, she became the influencer and lost control of the crane.
Well, her lasting influence.
No, she didn't lose control of the crane at all.
No, she just
fell out. She lost control of herself.
She just fell out.
But held on to the phone.
Right.
Did you get that?
They find phones all the time, people that take selfies on laying next to the body somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah, at the bottom of the canyon.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Actually, that picked me up, Craig.
Yep.
I literally thought she might be okay when I asked the question.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I wanted you to say she's dead now. Because the way Craig says it makes me smile. And
that's
I don't know why.
Too bad.
That's on me.
It really is.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.